What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Randy, how you doing, boss?
What's going on, my boy? I'm good. Hey, man, I'm just so happy that you allowed me to come on. First of all, again, I know I text you, but congratulations on the new time slot. Well deserved. And like I was telling your producer, I've just finished watching up this Cat Williams thing, JR. boy.
I heard. Well, Mac, thank you, first of all, for joining. How long is that between him and Shannon? Cat Williams went on for, what, an hour? How long is that?
No. 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Excuse me?
2 hours and 40 minutes.
I'm going to have to play that all day tomorrow while I'm just working all day, right?
Yeah. But you know me, I'm a cul-de-sac dad who kids are home from still home for Christmas break. So, I mean, I had to sneak down the basement and watch it. So, yeah. So now I just came upstairs. My house looked like an earthquake went through it, but I actually didn't get to watch all of it.
No, well, listen, I'm going to watch all 4 hours tomorrow, and I give you a report on Friday. We'll talk about it.
Randy
Michael is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Listen, man, we're here at the end of the NFL season. I know you played for the Dolphins. We've seen the Dolphins look hot this year. At one point in time, people were talking about Tua Tagovailoa as a potential MVP. Now his shoulder is hurting. You got Waddle with an injured ankle. This is terrible, terrible news. I saw the cheetah. I saw that his house went up in flames today. So do you think there's a realistic possibility that the Dolphins have peaked so far this year?
I don't know what to think about the Dolphins, because I think the biggest thing that you want to see from them was beat a team with a winning record. And then they beat Dallas. You know, they were able to find a way to beat Dallas at the end of the game. And then you go to Baltimore and you get ramrodded, you know. And so, and then you talk about the injury to Waddle. And then you talk about what happened with Tyreek. And, I mean, as a player, you can always compartmentalize things. But, I mean, your house is damn burning down. Luckily, and thank God, nobody was hurt and everything. And so you come in and you're playing Buffalo, who's playing some good football, Jay. I mean, people left them for dead. And now they're one of the hottest teams in the AFC. And when you talk about a winner-take-all game as far as the division, Miami, they lost their best pass rusher, Jaden Phillips, early in the year. You lose Bradley Chubb last week to an ACL. I mean, I don't know if Xavier Howard's going to play. So you got so many holes in his defense. But my biggest thing is, can they find a way to get the ball to Tyreek Hill? Now, I don't know. Again, Tyreek Hill's going through a traumatic-type thing today. I don't know, you know, his mind set and all those different things. But if they can find a way to get Tyreek close to 200 yards, I think the Miami Dolphins should be all right. But they got to be able to run the football.
A former Dolphin, Randy McMichael, is joining us here, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. You talk about it. This is a winner-take-all. The Buffalo Bills, at one point in time, they were like 5-5. They've won 4 in a row. The Dolphins are just, I don't want to say that they're hitting the skids, but this is the worst possible time. I thought throughout the course of the season that Miami, I was going to be real interested to see how they performed in the playoffs, not because of injury, but because of the weather. I mean, you played down in Miami. You sweated your ass off. Is that a legitimate thing when we get to the end of the season, how a warm weather team is going to fare up in the cold, or is that just a bunch of nonsense?
Well, I think it has. Is it? I think a lot of times they are. I think it's nonsense because, you know, football is football. They cold too. Now, I always say that they're cold too, but I mean, obviously the elements and all those different things. And playing in South Florida, we all know how the stadium is built, where the sun just shines, especially those 1 o'clock games. It just sits there and sits on the visiting sideline the whole game. And I mean, you might be sitting on the sideline, but that sun is directly on you. And so Miami is in a position where, you know, they just got to find a way, because I think the biggest thing that happened for Miami this year was Tua stayed healthy for the most part all year. He got a little banged up, but he was able to, you see the dynamic that he has when he's able to play all 17 games. They're going to need a big game from JR. They really, really are. And the thing about it is, it's not even necessarily the cold, it's the wind. You know, that's the thing about it, it's the wind. It's the, if it's snowing and all those things. I've been to Buffalo when it's snowing and when it's cold and all those different things. It's an advantage for them if you let it be one. We went up there and we ran the ball, and I think it was like 3 degrees. It was snowing. It was everything. That was on. I'm saying my age. That's when they had the old AstroTurf, and all we did was run the ball the whole time, and we were able to beat them. So if Miami can run the football, I know ATN is still healthy and everything. If they can find a way to get some groundwork going, they got a chance to go ahead and win this game. But Buffalo, I mean, Josh Allen, he's not playing as well as he did a couple weeks ago. But at the same time, you don't want him because he's that capable. He has that kind of talent to be able to win a football game like this because he's that great of a player.
Well, let me ask you this, Randy. For the benefit of Miami, they are still 7-1 at home. This is a night game, so they don't got the benefit of none of that sun peeking out there. Right. What do you think happens? Miami's getting into the playoffs, win or lose. It's just a matter of whether or not they're going to get that home game or whether or not they're going to win the AFC East. What happens on Sunday? And what do you think is the overall with Miami? Do they have it to compete and represent the AFC?
Well, the thing about it is, and Jared, you've been down to Miami at night. Yeah, that sun might not be there, but you know what it is? That humidity. That humidity is down there. Yeah, and it's going to be pumping. And so you hope Miami could find a way to win this game. Because like you said, they are in the playoffs, but you want to find a way to get you a playoff game in Miami, just like you said, to take advantage of some of those elements. And this is one of those things where, I mean, everybody's banged up. Everybody's, sore. I saw that Buffalo's getting a couple of their defensive starters back this week, and Micah Hyde and a couple of other guys. And so they're going to be as close to full strength because that's been their biggest issue. Outside of turnovers with Josh Allen, they lost some big-time players in Jadarius White and Milano and guys like that. So I think that Miami's got to find a way to make explosive plays. Now, Buffalo, they want a blitz. Now, are they going to be able to sit back and let Tua just pick them apart? Because the one thing about it, if you blitz Tua, because they get the ball out, you risk that run after catch by Tyreek Hill and some of those other guys.
Well, we better – well, you brought this up as well. Yeah, Tua made it through a season standing upright. It was only months ago there were conversations about him potentially retiring. He considered it. So it's nice to know that he made it through a full season. Randy McMichael is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Randy, a midday host on 92.9 The Game in Atlanta with Andy Bunker. You know, right before you joined us, Randy, we talked about Joe Flacco. The dude rolled off of his couch. The Browns have gone through a litany of injuries, and this ain't no joke. You got one dude who got burned in the face. You got another guy with a broken shoulder. You got a guy who broke his knee. Like, they're 11-5. Am I crazy to think, like, this Cinderella story got to end? What do you think about the Browns?
It is so funny, J.R. First of all, I think Kevin Stefanski has to win NFL Coach of the Year. I mean, there's no doubt about that. He has to win NFL Coach of the Year. And this is the funny thing about Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco always plays good in the playoffs. Now, I know he's not going to play this week because obviously they're locked in and they don't want to risk him getting hurt. But it's playoff Joe. And that defense they got travels. That's the thing about it. They are ferocious defensively, and it travels. Can Joe Flacco – now, Joe Flacco, he rolled off his couch, but he's averaged 300 daggone yards a game. So they're letting him throw the football. Now, the one thing about Joe since he's been back, he'll, like, put the ball at risk now. It's been about 5 or 6 interceptions that have been dropped by them. But it's such a great story. You lose Nick Chubb. You lose 3 tackles. I mean, Amari Cooper didn't play last week. I mean, like you said, David Njoku's accident, all the quarterbacks, and yet they are right in the position. And the one thing they got that defense that can keep you in the football games. It's just all about Joe Flacco not throwing the game away. But, I mean, this is a great story. And, you know, I would love to see Joe Flacco play the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC Championship game. Would that not be the greatest thing ever?
Hey, listen, sometimes the story's got to write themselves. I think there's a Patrick Mahomes guy who might have something to say about it. But even his team is looking – they ain't looking good. I mean, there are more stories out right now about Kelce than anything going on with the Chiefs. You've been in NFL locker rooms for 11 years. You were in Georgia. You've been in locker rooms your whole life, man. How big of a distraction – or how much nonsense? Or do people ignore this Kelce Swift thing? What are your thoughts?
Well, as a player, you always got to compartmentalize what's your job and what's, you know, the off-the-field stuff. And Kelce, I think the one thing about Kelce is he got a lot going on off the field, not just with this relationship, but all these commercials and everything like that. And I'm not saying that's hindering his production. You know, the one thing we know about Father Time, it catches up with all of us. I think that, you know, and with the way teams are guarding him, considering the fact that there's nobody that can catch a ball consistently other than him. You know, he's having not one of his best years. He's still on pace to have another 1,000-yard season. But I think the one thing that a lot of us do with Kansas City is we give them a benefit of the doubt because they got 15. They got 15, and they got Andy Reid. Now, their defense, the best defense he's had since he's been in Kansas City. But we always give him the benefit of the doubt because this will be his first time after the first home game that he'll have an opportunity to go on the road in the playoffs. And that's where these other guys got to step up. Because the one thing about it, Jay, is that there's no help coming. You know, it's all about who the guys are in the building that got to get right. But we always give him the doubt because the benefit of the doubt because Pat Mahomes is the best player in the NFL.
Yeah, he always making something out of nothing. I don't know if he's going to be able to do it this year. Randy McMichael is joining us. I got to ask you about our local squad before we get out of here. Man, you feel it like I feel it. I'm sure people, I know people ask you probably more than they ask me. But all I hear was, up the Falcons. Why the Falcons this? Why they do that? We got all these toys and ain't nobody to get them the ball, man. What do you think is the possible reset this offseason? Is it at quarterback? Is it at the head coaching position? How do they, quote-unquote, right the ship?
Well, they got to get a quarterback. That is the first thing that Atlanta has to do. They got to go get a quarterback because they got two bombs at quarterback. All right, and they misread the room as far as can this guy, you know, can this guy not mess up enough? Because the team's good enough around Desmond Ridder and Tyler Heineke. But can you not mess up and have those catastrophic plays? I called him after that Carolina play, I called him a catastrophic damn quarterback. That's what I called him because there was one thing that you couldn't do on that play, JR, and he did it. The one thing you can't do to cost your team the game, and he did it. And then he comes in and mop up time. And what did he do last week in Chicago? Throws a daggone interception. So they got to get that fixed. I don't know where this Arthur Smith thing is going. If you read reports, he's safe. If you read reports, he's fired. I said this Monday on our show in Atlanta, Tuesday in Atlanta, I said, if they don't win the NFC South, which they got to beat New Orleans this weekend, and Tampa has to lose to Carolina, he needs to be let go. But because of the fact that these are must-win games, you go get blasted in Chicago like that, your team looks unprepared. I don't know how Arthur Blank is going to do this. I know how the listeners and how the Falcon fans feel. It's going to be a hard pill to swallow, and it's going to be hard for these fans here in Atlanta to kind of, like, see the vision if Arthur Smith is back. I'm just saying that I don't know what's going to happen. I would not be surprised if Arthur Smith is back because of the patience of Arthur Blank. But, I mean, it's going to tick some people off. But if they get the quarterback right, they got enough talent to make some noise.
I mean, for all of this, they should have let me go out there on Sunday and play quarterback. I can also not throw the ball to Drake London or Kyle Pitts. I can also not do that. So, hey, you know, hey, maybe one
day. They got too much stuff here. They got good players here, man. They got to get a quarterback. And Arthur Smith, the head coach, has to go to Arthur Smith, the play caller, and say, don't you dare call that blank right now. All right, we're rolling. Don't be calling no double reverse pass. Don't have Bijan lining the quarterback with Desmond Ridder going in motion. No. Turn around and just hand the ball to number 7 and let him do his thing. Until that happens, they're going to have these issues.
Hey, Randy, last question for you. I know you're a Bulldog. I'm a Bulldog by nature, by being down here for as long as I have been by now. Man, you play tight end, and this dude Brock Bowers going out there getting ready to go into the league playing tight end. What do you think this dude is going to do in the league?
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you this. First of all, I said it this morning. He is my favorite Bulldog. And I got boys that are Hall of Famers and everything that played for Georgia. He's my favorite dog because of the first time I saw him play in that Clemson game, JR. I was like, damn, because we heard about him all season. This freshman from Napa, he's got this. I'm like, freshman from Napa in the South?
Came from California. End. Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, I was like, huh? Hold on, we got this big kid named Darnell Washington from Vegas. He's the number 7 prospect in the country. That's what y'all talk about. No, this kid, Brock Bowers. And once I saw him and once I watched him play, and then me going up there and having a chance to hang around him, he's such a good kid. I think he's going to be great because he can catch, he can run, he's tough as nails, he will block, he does anything and everything he needs to get the job done. So I think he's going to be a really good pro. And it's like one of those things, I think he can be a Kelsey-like player. That's what I think of Brock Bowers. I think of Travis Kelsey when I think of Brock Bowers.
But we got to find that pop star and set him up in about 5 or 6 years. So I'll work on that.
Come on, man. Don't do that to him.
Now, I'm just saying, we could wait 6, 7, I don't know, maybe 10 years, and then he'll be ready for it. Hey, Randy, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on. Thank you for the kind words. You and Andy Bunker, y'all are the best combo as far as I'm concerned in the country. I listen to a lot. I always enjoy listening to y'all middays on 92.9 A Game in Atlanta. Where can people find and keep up with you online, my man?
Oh, well, you can always follow me on my X Twitter, whatever you want to call it, RandyMac81. That's where I'm at usually most of the time. And, man, again, JR, man, I appreciate you having me on, man. Anytime you need me, you know I'm always a call away, brother.
Oh, I know where to find you easy. I know where to find you. And my key card still works, so I know where to find you. Enjoy the games, Randy. A pleasure,
all right,
brother.
Fam.